This is the Inno the Buzz podcast, helping smart businesses be even more innovative.
Hi, I'm Jürgen Strauss from InnovaBiz. Welcome to episode number 78 of the Inno the Buzz podcast, the podcast designed for smart businesses with an interest in innovation in content marketing, in lead generation, automation and productivity to become even more innovative. Today's episode is all about systems and processes. Now, I believe that whatever your biggest problem in your business is, you're just one good system, process or checklist away from solving that problem. I'm a huge fan of checklists. For those that have been following this podcast, you'll know all about that. Now, I believe that business systems are like recipes for success, and they hold the key to moving your business and your profits to the next level. That's why I'm really excited about being invited to speak next week at the Business Systems Summit on June 22nd and 23rd. That's a huge online live summit running on those days. And joining me there are going to be over 30 experts in sales, in marketing, human resources, client fulfillment, finance, and more. Now, all of these experts are going to be sharing one of their really valuable business systems. They're going to be sharing it in a way that you can just take it and deploy it in your own business. You might need to modify it a little bit, but they've done all the hard work in defining the system and documenting it for you. Now, later on in the podcast, I'm going to be sharing a special offer with you where you can actually get an all-access pass. Now, an all-access pass gets you a lot more value. The event is free to attend live, but if you want lifetime access to the recordings, if you want access to the written documentation live, lifetime, in other words, you can actually download a copy of the documentation, and you'll also get access to a system for storing that for a short time, about 3 months, I believe. So I'll talk a little bit more about that later on and how you can get access to that. So stay tuned. So why do we need to document systems and processes, or why do we even need to have systems and processes in our business? Well, imagine if you don't have any systems or processes. I mean, by default, you actually do. They're quite haphazard. So if I'm recording a podcast episode, I happen to be using Audacity to record that. I know that I've got to open Audacity up. I've got to get the notes that I've made about what I'm going to talk about. I have to start the recording by pressing the record button. At the end of the recording, I have to stop. Then I have to edit the bits that, like just now, where I've said and are, and I'll try to edit all those out. As well as that, I've got to put together all the various bits and pieces of the podcast, upload it to where it's hosted, write the blog post episode on my website, and publish it. So there are a lot of steps and a lot of moving parts to that, and I can't even remember them all. In fact, I don't have notes in front of me for that particular process, so I'm doing that by memory, and I've probably forgotten a lot of it. So that's why you actually have documented processes and systems in place. Now, another reason to have that is that a lot of those other functions, such as editing the recording, such as publishing the blog post, I can ask someone else on my team to do that, because it's probably not the best use of my time. The best use of my time is recording the podcast. The best use of my time as the business owner is developing new products and developing strategies for the business and looking after the business growth. So having systems and processes written down, documented in place is the way to free up the business owner and to free up other people in the business to do those things which they add the most value to the business. Now, many years ago in the corporate world, I was actually involved in developing a system for a product development process for a research organization. And that was really interesting because the researchers really resisted having a process in place because their view was that they were really creative people. They were inventing things. And so having a process whereby they had to follow certain steps in order to reach the product development and commercialization of the product that they had developed would actually hinder their creativity. Now, the opposite is actually true. And fortunately, a team of us were able to convince them that the opposite was true. And by implementing a process whereby we started by defining exactly what the product need was, exactly what the marketplace need was, engaged the customers up front in terms of defining the needs of that product, that then following the steps of the process in terms of having checkpoints along the way, where we determined whether to change direction or whether to continue along the development path that we were on, developing those checkpoints and continually checking in also with the customer who helped define the needs at the outset of this process actually saved us an enormous amount of time. The first time we actually tried this was on a project that typically had been taking us 6 to 12 months before implementing this process, and we were able to turn one around, the first one we did, within 4 weeks. So that was quite amazing, and that won everybody over in the research organization. And as a result, that company, which was a company at the time of 15,000 employees globally, developed a global product development process that is still run in that organization today. To me, that highlighted the huge benefits of developing systems and processes for some fairly significant and complex processes that were kind of run in a very haphazard way in the past. Now imagine, of course, doing that on a smaller scale and breaking that down into all the various tasks that we do on a day-to-day basis in our business. By having systems and processes in place for all of these things and having them documented and easily accessible by all of our team, we can get things done much more effectively. We can bring people on board to help us with various tasks and systems. We can work with partners in a much more effective and efficient way. So systems and processes are really the answer to getting your business and your growth kick-started. Now, in episode 54 of the podcast, I spoke with Michael E. Gerber, and of course, we all know that Michael is the godfather of processes. One of the things he said was, if it's not built like Lego blocks, then your business won't work. So he's very strong on systems and processes, and if you go back and listen to that episode and also read his book Beyond E-Myth, where he talks about building an enterprise, taking a company of one and turning it into a company of 1,000, he speaks about the importance of systems and processes. In fact, it really underpins everything that Michael has done and all of his books. Now, if you contrast that with the haphazard way of doing things, so you just jump in and do it when the time comes, particularly if they're things that perhaps you only do once a month or once every quarter. That might be some of your financial things. Reporting typically is only done on a quarterly basis. Going back in and having to relearn or find out how to run a particular report that might be really critical because it's got to be delivered to the taxation department, so you can't afford to make mistakes on those kind of things. Having to relearn that each time you do it is just so inefficient, and also the risk of making a mistake is much, much higher. So particularly for a critical process like a taxation one that I used as an example, you certainly don't want to be making mistakes. So wouldn't it be much, much better to have a well-documented system and process in place for things like that in particular, but right across the board in your business? That would make things so much easier. So what are systems and what are processes? So first of all, systems we define as bigger collections of processes, really. So for example, your financial system could be a system, and that could be composed of the software you use to maintain and track your finances, to send out invoices, to report to the taxation department, and so on. And then each of those items that I've mentioned would be a process. So for example, the process for sending invoices, for invoicing customers, that process would probably have another process, which is a follow-up for unpaid invoices. It may have another process, which is how to bookkeep those invoices. So that's an example of the difference between systems and processes. And all of it does need to be really well documented for the business to be able to be run effectively and efficiently. Now, how do we do that? So I'm going to share with you an overview of the way that we go about this. And we begin our documentation, whether it's a system or whether it's a process, we begin with why. So I refer you back to the seminal work of Simon Sinek, his TED Talk, Begin With Why, his book entitled Begin With Why, and have a look at his website as well. That's all about why you do what you do and why you're in business. It's tackling the bigger issues, but we take this down into systems and processes as well. Why are we doing this? Now, this is really important because one of the big challenges when you do document systems and processes, if they're not well documented in, and if you don't have a really strong why, then getting somebody else who may not have as much vested interest in the business as a business owner or a partner in the business, they may not see the need to do this particular process in this particular way. However, if you've given them a really strong why, then they're much more likely to follow the process. So we start off with outlining why it is we follow this process, why we're actually doing this task at all. So for example, why are we doing this podcast? Well, the podcast is something that typically is information of use to innovative leaders throughout the world. And we also interview innovative leaders throughout the world who share their experiences with our audience and educate our audience about all things regarding innovation and leadership. So this adds enormous value to our audience. And to be able to do that, we really need to make sure that we're doing everything around the podcast really well. So that's kind of a snapshot of the why we're doing the podcast. And this is the kind of information that we have at the beginning of every system and process that we write. Then the next step is we have a what you will need section. So this is typically the tools and the information that the person doing the particular process will need to have access to in order to do it properly. The next thing we document is an expert version. So the expert version is for people that know how to do the process. They don't need to read all the detailed stuff that is going to follow because that would bore them a little bit and it would bog them down as well. So what they need is a very short checklist to make sure that they've done every step. So the expert version might be a 10-point checklist to make sure that everything's done. So have you recorded the audio? Have you done the editing of the audio? Making sure that the noise reduction is done, making sure that the volume equalization is done. Have you uploaded it to the right places? Have you tagged it with the right keywords? And so on. So that might be the checklist which is appropriate to editing this podcast. Then the other thing we have in there, which is kind of part of the why, but we have it spelled out separately, is what's the outcome? How will you know when you've finished? What's the result that you're looking to achieve? So that the person doing the particular process or task knows, when I've seen this, when I've experienced this, then I'm finished, I'm done. Now, the next one we have is a video walkthrough of doing the process. So we use a screen share or screencasting application to record the video and show what you do on the screen. And then after that, we document the detailed steps with description of each step and with screenshots where appropriate. And then at the end of that, we again reiterate what the final outcome is and how you know you'll be finished. So this is my process for developing a process. And what I recommend for people is, first of all, before you begin all this, break down the processes and systems that you have into departments or functions. So if you've got a larger organization, or even if you're a small organization, you do have functions like finance, like human resources, like operations, and so on. Break it down into those different systems so that you can then write the processes that belong in each one of those. The next step then is to start with a system for developing systems. So the system for developing systems is something that I need to attribute to my friend David Jennings, who is, just by the way, the person organizing the Business Systems Summit that we'll talk about a little bit later. And it begins with identifying the result you want the system to deliver. So this is very much about beginning with the end in mind. What does it look like? Then identifying who best produces that result. So this may be you, or it may be somebody else in your organization, but essentially it's an expert in the field. Determining then the best method of capturing the process, and I'll talk a little bit about some of the systems that we've looked at. Recording the task being completed. So for me, that's doing a video to record the process and then uploading that file for sharing and creating that system by taking the video and documenting it in various forms then. So both in a visual form where we have the video, but documentation that's written out with screenshots where appropriate, and perhaps even an audio version of that, and I like to use mind maps as well. One of the other things that I like to do is have other people then write the process. So I like to have one of my team members write this, because then it's one step removed from me doing it. A lot of these processes end up being done by another team member anyway. It's not something that I will be doing in the business, so it's probably better for those people to write them the way they do them. Of course, a key part of the ongoing process of systemizing the business is actually assessing how well these are working and improving them on an ongoing basis. And then, of course, documenting the system and storing it where everyone can access it. So I'll just briefly mention a number of systems that we've looked at. They're all very good. They all have a slightly different set of features. So I encourage you to take a look at each one of them and make your own decision as to what might work best for your business. So the one that I really like all of them, actually, but I like them for different reasons. So the first one is System Hub. So systemhub.com, and it has a very structured layout of how to set up your system. So it really guides you through that and makes it really easy to document it. And these are all cloud-based systems, so they're easily accessible for everyone in the organization. The second one that I really like, but for different reasons, is Process Street. That's process.st, I think, but I'll have a link in the show notes. So Process Street is another one that's really well structured. It's quite easy to use. It has some interesting features, and they're developing new things all the time. The really interesting one there is that you can actually take a process and copy it to a checklist and assign it to somebody to execute. So essentially, it's kind of reusable checklists, although they're not quite that far yet. I would love to have something that does reusable checklists. The third one that I've only played with very briefly, but it does look very promising. It's a little bit more expensive than the others because it does a lot more, probably, is KissFlow. So that's a really nice one. And again, I encourage you to have a look at it and see what fits well with your own business. Now, KissFlow also allows you to automate a lot of the assigning of processes, assigning of the tasks, so making reusable checklists and then assigning it to people and doing that automated. So having a trigger event that sets that up. And the last one is a very simple one that's accessible to everybody, and that's Google Docs. And the one tool that I love, which really helps organize Google Docs, is called Overdrive. And I think I've talked about that in a previous podcast. So we'll have links to Overdrive on the show notes as well. Overdrive lets you take your Google Docs folder and structure that as an intranet. So then you store your systems and processes in Google Docs, or you can use the spreadsheet, the Google Sheets or Google Slides, I think it's called, the presentation software. So you can make use of all of those, structure them in folders, the documents, and Overdrive will display that as a kind of an intranet website. So they're four that we've used for different reasons. They're all very good in their own light. None of them are perfect. So I do encourage you to have a look at them and determine what might be best suited to your own particular needs. The key thing for me around all of this is to make it really easy for people to follow the process. So the first step there, obviously, is to have the systems and processes documented and have them easily available, quickly accessible to all team members. The second thing is to really build a culture of a customer-focused, productive organization. And as a customer-focused, productive organization that's focused on delivering the best outcome for your customers, you have to be efficient and you have to be process driven. I really believe strongly that there is no other way to go. So imagine then transforming your business into a system, one that's not reliant on the business owner or key people in the business, because you have those well-documented systems and processes in place. Because you have people with the relevant skills and the relevant and a good attitude, should say good attitude, who can take over those important tasks in the business and keep the business going. Wouldn't that be great? Imagine freeing you to work more on the business, more on growth, more on innovation, and also adjust your lifestyle to match what you actually want your ideal day to look like rather than being dictated to by business needs. Now, I did promise you that I had a special offer for the Business System Summit for an all-access pass, so stay tuned to find out more about that. The Business System Summit is running on June the 22nd and June the 23rd, and if you click on the link in the show notes below the podcast blog post, you will get free access to the live event. Now, if you can't access or attend every session live, and I know that because it's running during the day in Melbourne time, probably many people will not be able to access live, then you can get an all-access pass. Now, the all-access pass gives you all the documentation for the over 30 systems that are standard operating procedures ready for you to actually copy and deploy in your own business. It also gives you access, lifetime access, to all the recordings of every session. so you can attend at your own pace, or you can come back later on and review those sessions. In addition to that, it gives you 3 months access to systemhub.com, which I've outlined as one of the documentation systems that we really like. So this gives you access to a lot more systems, because System Hub comes with a whole range of standard operating procedures actually already written up for you and ready to deploy in your business. So these systems are valued at over $200. The other bonus that you get for an all-access pass is a website health and authority audit. So the System Hub team will actually analyze your search engine optimization factors and more. Now, this typically is valued at $150, although I think they're being very generous with that, because we actually price that a little bit higher. And also the Authority Content Home Study course. So this is based on David Jennings' published book on authority content, the Home Study course, which is valued at nearly $300, $295 if you were to buy that separately. So this shows you the system to build yourself as an authority in your industry through content marketing. So very consistent with our entire message of building your own education portal and information marketing system through content marketing. Now, if you hurry, you can get all of this at an early bird discount rate. Right now, it's available to you online for only $195. That's $195. Now, normally the Business System Summit All Access Pass is priced at $395. So you're getting it at half price if you act quickly. And the link to access that directly at that discounted rate will be in the show notes underneath the podcast. So go there if you want all of those bonuses and lifetime access to the recordings of those over 30 systems, and also having access to the system so that you can copy them and deploy them in your business. Then go to the link under the show notes and it will walk you through the payment process and you'll be up and running. All the show notes for this episode are going to be at innovabiz.com.au/78. That is the number 78, innovabiz.com.au/78. So that's where you'll find the links to the various tools I spoke about and the bonus offer of the all-access pass to the Business System Summit. If you like this podcast and find it valuable, then please leave us a review over on iTunes or Stitcher or Pocket Casts, whatever your favorite way of consuming the podcast is. Now, not only do reviews help us get found and help us get this information to more people, they also give us feedback as to what you like about the show and what you'd like to see us do differently and more of. If there's anything else you want us to cover or questions you want answered on the future InnovaBuzz podcasts, please leave a comment in the blog post. That will be really appreciated. Until next time, I'm Jürgen Strauss from InnovaBiz. And remember, if you don't innovate, you stagnate. So think big, be adventurous, and keep innovating.